In a year when lawmakers could agree on little, a proposal to triple the state's motor fuel tax stands out. Legislators from both parties say the tax may be needed to support construction and maintenance of roads, airports, ferries, and ports. But Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on why the bill didn't pass.
Lawmakers have passed fewer bills in 2017 than any year in the state's history, but it seemed that Senate Bill 25 stood one of the best chances of passing. The bill to increase Alaska's tax of 8 cents per gallon of gasoline to 16 cents this month and 24 cents in a year was described by some senators as a user fee that would offset the growing costs to maintain roads. Eagle River Senator Anna McKinnon hasn't endorsed the bill. She notes that those who commute on Glen Highway from her district would pay more in taxes. But she acknowledges that they benefit from state transportation funding.
We drive a considerable distance on that highway, and it costs a whole lot of money to replace that.
The bill became caught in the wider debate over a plan to balance future state budgets. The bill was expected to raise $80 million a year. That's about 3% of the gap between what the state spends and what it raises in taxes, fees, and oil royalties. McKinnon says the Senate majority ultimately chose to focus on a different bill, Senate Bill 26. That measure would draw money from permanent fund earnings to pay for state government. The Senate and House haven't agreed on that either.
We did not want to do death by 1,000 taxes, by 1,000 cuts. We wanted to take the largest item that could help Alaskans and our economy, and that's SB 26.
Along with residents in areas with long commutes, the bill also was opposed by airlines and cargo carriers. They say it will make Anchorage uncompetitive with other airports. It received strong backing from businesses that depend on the roads being in good condition. Anchorage Democratic Representative Matt Klayman says he's disappointed the bill didn't pass.
What's the low-hanging fruit on the revenue picture? Increasing the motor fuel tax, I think, is probably the lowest hanging fruit that we could find in Alaska.
Klayman attributes the bill's failure to the Senate. He says House members passed bills that would raise more revenue, including an income tax.
I think the House was doing everything we could to let the Senate know, say, listen, go ahead and pass the motor fuel tax, and we're very receptive to passing that as well.
Klayman says the Republican-led Senate majority hasn't adjusted to the fact that Alaskans elected an independent governor and a House majority that's mostly Democrats.
You look and see why isn't legislation moving through the Senate, and I think it maybe at some level the Senate hasn't really come to accept that there are changes happening in Alaska that are reflected both in who is our governor and the House majority.
But McKinnon says Alaskans also have reelected a Senate majority that's opposed to taxes. She says it's the House that isn't used to governing. She says the House had tried to link bills rather than judging each bill on its own.
The House has been leveraging individual pieces of legislation, from my perspective, to get their way. And that is not how policy should be developed. Policy, in my opinion, should be developed based on the facts for any individual piece of legislation, not tied to another piece.
It's not clear if the motor fuel tax could be passed in a special session later this year, or if the bill will have to wait until next year. The legislature has passed a total of 30 bills this year. The previous low was in 2011, when it passed 39 bills. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.